Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Yes, I have a lost call from this number. My name is Cesar Garcia.
Oh, hey, Cesar. How are you?
Very good. And you?
Oh, I'm well. I'm well. Yeah, my name's Sam. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. I'm in the underwriting department. Your file actually just got transferred over to me. I wanted to give you a call, go over a couple things. Did you have a few minutes right now?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, perfect. Give me 1 second. I'm going to pull your file up. Okay. It's New Mundo Export Fruits. Is that the name of the business?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, got you right here. It looks like you have been working with Jeremiah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And a couple just basic questions. I kind of want to confirm what we have here to make sure we're all on the same page. So you are the 100% owner of the business, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you been in business?
We've been in business since 2000, so 16 years.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, and then I have your gross annual sales for this year tracking to be about $800,000. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then just want to confirm, last year you did about $680,000, and in 2014 mm-hmm. I have you at a little over $1 million?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like you are looking to bring on a piece of equipment, what sounds like a fruit cutting machine. Is that the case?
Mango peeler, yes.
Oh, mango peeler.
A fresh mango peeler.
Oh, okay. All right. So mm-hmm. now, how much does that cost? I mean, I guess there's multiple pieces to it, or is it just one piece?
It's multiple pieces. It's an entire process. What we're trying to do is to set a new line of fresh mango ready to eat in a bag, in a pouch.
Oh, cool.
Yes, we are in the produce business. I mean, I'm second generation, actually third generation. My family has been in business for all that I remember. We grow mangoes in Mexico, and I'm the person in charge of the sales here in the United States, and we sell a lot of mangoes to grocery stores, like in Texas, in Michigan, and like HEB, Walmart, Meijer stores.
Oh, big stuff, yeah.
Yeah, to the chains. And what we have been seeing is that the American people sometimes they are not really familiar with mangoes. Mangoes is more unfamiliar for them than an apple or than a banana. So sometimes yeah. It's difficult for the American people to choose when the mango is right to eat, even that they have a good color outside, maybe red or yellow or something. But there's specific mangoes, variety of mangoes, that they need to be, like it's mushy or something like that. And sometimes when the rain, it rains a lot in Mexico, the skin could be a little bit damaged with black spots outside and those kind of things.
Uh-huh.
The problem is when we try to bring those mangoes in, sometimes we have rejections into the stores because the quality control guys, they see on there only the outside of the
outside,
fruit.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the main reason to invest in a machine that we can peel the mangoes, and we can offer them in a pouch, fresh mangoes in a pouch.
Oh, sure. So, I mean, because you might have a mango that, you know, looks has some spots on the outside, so they don't want it, but
exactly.
If you peel that off, it's all still good on the inside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even we have been seeing that the industry is kind of growing here in the States. And there's a lot of stores that they offer already pre-cut fruit, but the deal is what they are doing is only the leftovers or whatever they have that's not sellable. They put it in a clamshell and they try to sell it. But there's
uh-huh.
no real line of products. When you get into the grocery store, you see a lot of pre-cut onions or pre-cut cubes or something, but it's more veggies than fruits.
Yeah.
And what we are trying to do is to have a complete line of tropical fruits that are difficult to peel. I don't know if you're familiar with the jackfruit or...
Oh, yeah.
The jackfruit is very difficult to peel. I mean, you need to have a lot of time, and it's complicated because there's a lot of latex. And even if you don't know the type of fruit that you are getting into it, it could be a very messy experience in your kitchen and those kind of things. It could take maybe 10 to 15 minutes to peel it, one entire jackfruit. And
yeah,
what we are trying to do is offer those kind of fruits, mangoes, jicamas, rambutans, mangosteens. They are completely exotic, really, really good to eat, but the people, they don't know it.
They just don't know how.
They are, exactly. They are not really familiar with the fruit. And sometimes there's, in the other hand, there's some complication with the fruit. Like, example, I don't know, have you seen or have you eaten rambutan before?
No, I haven't.
The rambutan is a fruit, exotic fruit that we grow in Mexico as well, next to the mango trees. And this fruit is very exotic. It has a weird looking outside with some like hairs outside, and those hairs, when you cut it, they dry really fast. And even when you try to bring it into the States, because the hairs that they have outside look brown or something, the people, mm-hmm, they don't want to eat it, or they don't want to buy it anymore. But
yeah,
the fruit inside is good.
The fruit inside is still perfectly good. So you got to get past
that. Exactly.
Yeah, you got to get past that, just, you know, judging it on the outside. So peeling everything down, just showing them the good inside, you'll be able to move a whole lot more.
Yes, exactly. And most important thing is that because we, in case specifically of the mangoes, we don't bring those mangoes. And those mangoes, like, they wouldn't have a cost for us because... at the beginning, we never sell it. So even if we bring it, they are going to be very, very cheap, and we can sell it like maybe three or four times the value of per pound. So
yeah, absolutely. Okay, no, so I understand what you're shooting to do here. Now, as far as getting the equipment, you know, how soon were you? How soon were you looking to do this? Is this something that, if it's available, you're ready to go for it?
Yeah, it's available. It will take a little bit of time to put it in. But the machine, we have been talking with the person of who produced the machine, who created the machine, and he's saying that in 2 months he can have a machine down here in Texas and ready to start selling.
Oh, okay. Okay, now, my notes show that costs about $100,000. Is that right?
How much?
The notes here show that the machine costs about $100,000.
The machine costs, yes, a little bit more, $125,000.
I mean,
including the... including the supportive equipment that they need, like roller blades, tanks, and...
Sure, okay.
Desks and the scales and those kind of things.
Okay, all right. Now, Caesar, have you... I see on the credit report, you know, there's a whole lot on there, but I see that you've, you know, kind of, I guess, shopped around for this, you know, so... what kind of feedback have you been getting trying to get the financing for the equipment?
I've been declining it a lot because I have a bankruptcy that it was with me in 2011.
Yeah, so that's been kind of like the issue. Pretty much everywhere you've gone, you've been getting declined because of that previous bankruptcy.
Yes, but it's something that I don't understand because it's been, dismissed since 2011.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, let me give you a little feedback here. I'm going to pull up the credit report and just kind of go over a couple things with you. All right. So
Okay.
obviously, okay, so first of all, I have your score coming in at about a 515. So the national average right now is about between 680, 690. So 515, you're down kind of on the lower end, which creates some obstacles for getting some financing in place, especially for equipment. Now, obviously, there's the previous bankruptcy on there, but there's a couple other things on here. I see that we have a couple of tax liens. Are you familiar with those?
Yeah, I already sent the paperwork to Jeremiah.
Oh,
We
okay.
have already a payment plan with that, and it's been taken care of. We pay $626 every month to the
Oh, okay. So you got a payment plan in place. That is going to open up
IRS. Yeah.
a couple options for us. Now, another point that I see on here are there's a couple of accounts that are past due, and I just kind of want to let you know about them because they're not the largest amounts. They're actually two pretty small ones that you can take care of, and it's going to help your credit a lot. It looks like there's one from this year. It's a past due balance of $108, and it looks like it's for DirecTV. So that's on there. That's pulling the score down. It's just $100 past due. So you'd be well served to take care of that one. Another one is the Capital One account. Looks like it's $58 past due right now. So those are just two small accounts, small balances that are past due. But when any just no matter what the size of that amount, anything that's past due on your credit report is going to really pull your score down. Now, when we're trying to finance a piece of equipment, the financing is primarily based on your credit score. So because your score is at a 515, and it's for all those reasons, the previous BK, the tax liens, the past due, because it is that low, I really don't think we're going to be able to get full equipment financing in place for you on this machine. But I do think I will have some sort of kind of alternate routes that we can take to try to at least get you the cash that you need to get the machine. Because it seems like, if we can get you up to that cost to get the machine in place, you're obviously going to have a return. You're going to be able to move a whole lot more mangoes, and obviously, your return is pretty large on each one. I'm looking at those numbers. So I think, in my opinion, our best bet here is to go forward and try to get you some cash that would allow you to purchase the equipment, because we're not going to be able to finance the equipment straight out for you just because of the issues with the credit. And I want to be open with you up front on that. Do you follow me with it?
What about if I bring a cosigner or something with a better score than myself?
Now, do you have somebody available for that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking with somebody already. I mean, I don't want to have him unless I have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And that's something that we can consider. I think what we want to do here, because it's going to be a challenge to get this. So what I think we should do is try a couple different avenues. Let's see what amount we can get to get you the cash. If we can get you close, if we can get you at least close enough to where you're able to cover it and get the equipment, that might be an easy fix. But let's see what we can get available to you with cash, and then let me also run it by my supervisor and see what we can do if we'll have options with the cosigner on there as well. Because I don't want you to go ask them to do it if it's not something that we're able to do. So let me find out about that, and we will also pursue the cash option. So we'll know full options available to us, and then be able to make our best decision. Now, on the cash, if we're trying to get you, what's called a working capital loan. If we're looking for about $125,000, again, I want to be upfront with you on this. Based on your sales, it looks like we'd probably be able to get you something close to maybe between 80, yeah, probably around 80,000 is what we're looking at. So if it's not enough to get the full amount, if we can at least get you close enough, is 80,000 something that you'd be open to at least starting with to try to get this done? Does that do anything for you?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Then it's worthwhile. I just don't want to, go forward with it if not going to actually serve you?
No. Actually, I spoke with the person of the machine yesterday, and he was saying to me kind of the same thing, that the most important thing is to start with something. I mean,
oh, okay.
Because we already have the mangoes, we already have the experience, and we have the customers. And what we don't want to lose is the opportunity to start the business. I mean, start selling, because even if you produce 1,000 bags every day,
mm-hmm.
you will have a revenue of 20,000 per month.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have large enough margins on your return that we should be able to find something that if you can at least get started, you're going to be able to start mm-hmm. cash flowing and then get yourself there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I think that's what I would like to do right now is move forward, try to see what sort of options we can get for you as far as cash goes. So at least we can get that first step done. So maybe we can get things rolling, get that machine in place, and you know, start making some money. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to move the file forward to try to get an approval for a cash amount to see how close we can get. I'm also going to check on the cosigner option, and we will go ahead and give you some initial feedback. I think I should have at least a preliminary answer on how much we're able to get for you as far as the cash goes by tomorrow. So what I'm going to do is move the file along, and then I will have Jeremiah reach back out to you probably tomorrow morning.
Okay, and when you talk about the catch,
yeah,
how soon could you get it in case of everything is approved or something?
Yeah, for the working capital programs, that can move very quickly, even faster than the equipment. So if tomorrow we have an approval that makes sense, we can move forward tomorrow and have the cash in your account, you know, by Wednesday or Thursday. So pretty quickly.
No, okay. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Did you have any other questions for me while you got me on the line, Caesar?
No, that's it. The only thing I'm going to take care of what you told me about the DirecTV and the Capital One.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll help you out a whole lot. Just two small things, but, you know, sometimes they can slip through the cracks, so I thought I'd point it out to you and let you just wipe those off.
No, that's fine. Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate it. Thank you for the information.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and start working on the file, and like I said, we'll have Jeremiah reach out to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.